It is a privilege for me to participate in this 32nd conference for the Near East and to speak to you on some of the major issues that impact on the work of our organization at the start of the 2014-2015 biennium. This being my first address to a regional conference since being elected as the independent chairperson of the council by FAO conference in June last year, I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate my gratitude for that mark of confidence. I have taken up this position with enthusiasm, and I am committed to steering the Council towards more effective deliberations, engaging with members and management on key issues in order to find a common ground and move together in a spirit of reciprocal trust, as exemplified by the recent launch of the preparatory process for the second International Conference on Nutrition and the Independent Review of Governance Reform. Members' interest, sense of ownership, and engagement in the work of FAO is greater than ever as the organization tackles the increasing complex and persistent challenges of extreme poverty, food insecurity, hunger, malnutrition, and environmental threats against a background of resource limitations. In my first 6 months of office, I have had many opportunities to witness such renewed commitment by the members, not least during the reformulation of the organization's strategic objectives. The renewed strategic framework and program of work and budget for 2014-2015 biennium also reflect the regional priorities formulated by you at the regional conference held 2 years ago, such as the programmatic regional initiative Water Scarcity in the Near East. The implementation of the program of work and budget for 2014 and 2015 began last month after the December 2013 session of Council had endorsed the adjustments to the program of work and budget in accordance with the decision and guidance of the 38th session of the FAO conference in June 2013. Implementation will require dedicated and concerted efforts both by FAO staff at all levels and the members. At the same time, planning has to start this year for the programs for the 2016 and 2017 biennium. Hence the need for inputs and clear guidance from technical committees and the regional conferences in keeping with their role as FAO governing bodies. That said, I should also mention how encouraged I am to see progress in the way regional conference guidance is reported back to the Council. This is still work in progress, but I believe we are on track, as I have seen that the way regional perspectives are taken into consideration continues to be fine-tuned. Of course, much depends on the clarity of the guidance contained in the report you will be submitting both to the 2015 session of the conference and to the June 2014 session of the Council. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, the report of the independent external evaluation of FAO in 2007 highlighted governance is central to a strengthened FAO if the organization is to meet the expectations of its members. As you know, the follow-up immediate plan of action for FAO renewal driven by the members was subsequently implemented from 2010 to 2013. You may also recall that The immediate plan of action envisaged a comprehensive review of progress on governance reforms and their effectiveness after a six-year period. So in December 2013, the Council endorsed the arrangements for an independent review of governance reform, as well as the appointment of Ms. Maxine Olson and Ms. Nadia Hijab to the review team for this exercise. The review team is interacting with members at selected governing body sessions, and the outcome of its review will serve as input to the discussion and the assessment of governance reform by the conference in 2015. Ms. Hijab, who participated in yesterday's side event on the evaluation of governance reform, will continue to interface with as many of you as possible this week to seek your views on progress made so far, what remains to be done, and what could be done differently to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of FAO's governing bodies. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, as I am sure you know, this year, FAO, together with the World Health Organization, will convene the second International Conference on Nutrition from 19th to 21st November here at FAO headquarters. The preparations for this important event are progressing well. Your interest, engagement, and support during the preparations, as well as your presence and active participation at the conference, will help mobilize the levels of international cooperation needed for more effective action to end malnutrition. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, your region has demonstrated its renewed emphasis on agriculture. I warmly congratulate you on the various initiatives you have taken. Indeed, in concluding, let me reiterate that it is exactly this renewed emphasis on agriculture that makes it the duty of this regional conference to indicate clear and concrete priorities for the Near East region. I firmly believe that the continuing engagement and commitment of the governments in this region will do much to ensure that FAO continues to serve you well and to be an effective agent in the struggle to free the world of hunger and malnutrition. I thank you.